Welcome back to The Nation, and today I'm talking with Corey Mikes, winner of the pork ribs at the Invitational at the 2017 Royal, a long family tradition of winners. Now here's Corey Mikes.
When you cook for family and friends outside of the competition, outside of the restaurant, do you do anything different or change your flavoring so that maybe it's not as precise and extreme as it is for the competitions?
You know, I everyone always wants me to cook when I'm cooking in competition, and I might tell them, yeah, this is pretty close to what I cook, but it's a mellowed out recipe because there's so much in competition, like the ribs and the brisket. You know, you don't want to eat a plate full. At least I don't want to eat a plate full of it. You know, it's great for one rib or, you know, one slice of brisket, but that's really it. Yeah. So I just mellow it out. I might use a little less seasoning. I might not inject it. Stuff like that.
Yeah. I've talked to, a number of judges, but just the two that come to mind, Artie Davis and Amy Mills. And Amy was saying that she knows when she's been judging too much at a competition because her rings don't fit on her hands. And I said, "Oh yeah, I've experienced that." So
yeah,
you know, and it is different. I mean, the stuff that you serve in your dad's restaurant is not the same that's going to be put on the plate at the competition. So
right.
What do you think is the greatest thing you've learned from all this? Well, it doesn't even have to be about barbecue; just in general, with all these competitions and growing up the way you did.
You know, I guess I would have to say that, you know, it's cliche, and this really isn't about barbecue, but there's just good in everything. You know, I might not win a competition, but I always, you know, have a good time, and, you know, might meet someone new, or, you know, I always try to look for the good in everything. And it's, you know, there's people that I get to form my own opinions about that. You know, just, it might not be what everyone else thinks, but you know,
yeah,
there's always the good there. You know, and I always like to think, well, you know, like we went and cooked Bentonville, Arkansas at the Sam's Club Finals, and we weren't lucky enough to hear our name called, but we had a safe trip there. We had a good time with friends, and we had a safe trip back, you know? So it's just looking for the good, I guess, in everything. That's what I've, from these barbecue cook-offs that I don't do well at, or, you know, and I've applied it to other things in life. So
yeah, well, I mean, that's a great attitude to have too. Yeah. And I haven't seen it that much in barbecue, but in other sports I've been involved in, sometimes people come in with a little edge on their shoulder or something, and it makes it difficult. So,
right.
You know, I like your attitude of trying to find the good in things. So are you ready, my new friend, to play the lightning round?
Oh, I think I'm ready.
You think you're ready? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Corey Mikes, this is your lightning round. How's that? Kind of an announcer's voice deal there. What barbecue skill took you the longest to master?
Oh, the longest to master, I would say, is maybe not quite a skill, but I've always been told that I'm my toughest critic, and it's to just accept how it turns out. You know, instead of being upset when I'm slicing ribs that, hey, these ribs suck, you know, just doing the best that I can with them and getting them in the box and then moving on to pork because I've got two more categories to, you know, get ready.
Right.
Not sulking with it, you know, just the, you know,
just accept it and move on.
Roll off my shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah. Which of these would you rather barbecue? A Thanksgiving turkey, a Yule log, Christmas goose, or an Easter bunny?
Oh, well, I have to say a Thanksgiving turkey because that actually might be my favorite meat off the pit.
There you go. What do you think is the toughest skill for a beginning barbecuers to learn?
Use your smoke like, you know, you use salt and pepper. Don't over smoke stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, use it and let it complement the meat, not overpower the meat.
What does the best day for Corey Mikes contain for activities away from being a surgical nurse and away from barbecue?
I would say spending time with my family.
There you go.
Doing activities with them, anything, going to the lake, baseball games, football games.
It sounds like you have a lot of fun there. If you were declared supreme ruler of barbecue for 1 week, what would you, Corey Mikes, as supreme ruler, decree?
Oh, no garnish this week in KCBS competitions.
Okay. Do you have a favorite barbecue book, like cookbook?
I actually just got a new one. It's not released in the United States right now. But it's coming soon. I think this next spring. It's a Hardcore Carnivores cookbook with Jess Prowls.
I've got one of those sitting in my review.
Yeah, got a lot of cool stuff in it.
Yeah. Do you remember the very first thing you ever grilled or smoked?
So it was the first thing I ever grilled was chicken thighs, and they were terrible.
They were terrible.
Yeah, it burned the skin. Put the barbecue sauce on too soon, burned it. It was terrible.
Well, that's normal. I hate to tell you that, but that's normal. What's the biggest mistake you ever made during a competition?
I would say not being prepared.
Yeah.
I went to Edmond and started setting out my sauces, and I haven't done this all year. Dad and I usually have a good checklist where he packs stuff and I pack stuff, and then we both double check each other, make sure we've got everything, and got up there and I didn't have pork sauce.
Uh-oh.
And this is Saturday morning, and I whipped up some pork sauce that I don't even know how to make it again, and we wound up winning our table, and I think we were seventh with a pork call there. So.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Corey, what's the dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill? The dumbest thing.
The dumbest thing with a grill. I'm actually not sure. I've seen people, not clean them and set stuff on fire with them, but other than that, I can't think of anything.
Okay. What's the worst concert you ever attended?
The worst concert I ever attended. I had to attend a orchestra concert when I was in college for my fine arts credit.
didn't flow your boat, did it?
It did. I just couldn't get into it.
Okay. Do you have favorite barbecue judges?
I don't know if I have favorite barbecue judges. I've got favorite reps. Does that count?
Okay, sure. Sure.
I'd say Ralph and Karen Williams and Bill and Jennifer and Bob and Terry McKinnon. I mean, our reps right here in the Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas area, I just think we're really blessed with them. I think they're, that's who we work with most of the time. So I enjoy all of them.
Sure. Have you ever cooked in the snow in your underwear?
I have not, but I hear that Blaine from Porky Butts likes to do that.
So. Yeah. Well, I talked to him, and yes, he agrees with that. Led Zeppelin or Slim Whitman?
Led Zeppelin.
Good boy. Fill in the blank here. Liquid smoke should be used for blank.
I don't know, toilet bowl cleaner would work there.
You're my kind of guy, man. I love that. I love that. Too bad we can't say the stuff we say off the air. But anyway, someday I'm going to get a letter from those folks from Liquid Smoke thing because I rip on them all the time. But anyway, boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
There you go. From your perspective, even though you're not involved in it every day, what's the worst part about owning a restaurant?
It's a ball and chain. We got to make sure it's covered. My parents own a small family style, own restaurant. So it's not many employees. So just making sure everything's covered, if you want to go out of town for a week, and it's that's probably it.
Pretty tough to do that.
It is, yeah.
And finally, real quick, what's your favorite seafood to barbecue or smoke if you have one?
I would say either shrimp or lobster.
Attaboy.
I'm a shellfish guy.
Hey. Yay.
My wife says I'm selfish.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll let that one ride. We're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. Come back and wrap up the show with Corey Mikes. He likes shellfish. He's one of ours. Right after this. Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. Barclays, buysellpawn.com.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. If you would like to email us, it's bbqnation@salempdx.com. That's bbqnation@salempdx.com. Let's see if I can say that right. I'd like to thank all of our affiliates also. We want to acknowledge a couple of them in particular. AM 860, The Answer here in Portland, our home studio, and News 570 KVI in Seattle. Now let's get back to my conversation with Corey Mikes.
You said it was a big thrill to go up on stage, Corey, and get that. How is the Royal different than, say, one of your weekend competitions?
I think the Royal is probably my favorite contest of the year, and it's something that I always looked forward to as a kid because I got to see friends that I saw once a year.
Sure.
But it's kind of the same way now, except, it's just other competitors. And it's always fun to go up there because you get to cheer for new people that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You get to cheer for your friends. And hopefully my goal is I've got two cooks to hear my name once. That's been my goal every year I go up there. I just want to hear my name one time. And, just being able to cheer on everyone, it's just a big... Everyone calls it the biggest barbecue family reunion, in the world, and that's really what it is.
Sure.
That's the difference. I'm going to cook a contest this weekend in Duncanville, and I hope it has 30, 40 teams. There's a first time KCBS there, so it should be interesting. But a lot of my family, my barbecue family, isn't going to be there. So that's what I miss every week. All these little contests.
Sure.
The get together of everyone. So,
well, tell us about the process. Now you're headed out. You're probably prepping, today. And so tell us about your process when you're going to just a regular competition on the weekend, like you're doing this weekend. How do you line things out? What days do you do things and what things do you do?
So I'm lucky enough to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. With my real job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also lucky enough to have a father that they own a barbecue restaurant here in Temple. It's Fat Boys Barbecue. He mixes all my sauces and injections for me on Tuesday. It's just Tuesday. It kind of started. That's just when he started mixing them. And we started doing well with it. So it's, superstition. I don't think there'd be much difference if I mixed them up at the competition. That's just when we do it.
Sure.
I usually buy meat, buy my chicken Wednesday when I get off work. I'm cooking Snake River brisket and Compart pork and ribs. So those are mailed in to me. I pick up my chicken, and then Thursday morning I get up and I come down and I go through the trim. I re-vaccill it, and we hopefully head out Friday morning. If it's a further contest, we'll head out Thursday night. But that's kind of been the process this year. So it's I work 40 hours a week at my real job, and then the other 4 days a week I'm spent barbecuing.
Yeah,
it's a full time.
Is it more stressful to be a surgical nurse or stand up there in front of 400 other teams and give it your best shot?
You know, I've been working at a surgical nurse for about 3 years. There's definitely stress involved, and it's a lot of it though is like, you know, you have such a big surgical team around you that there's a lot of fail-safes, and like with barbecue, it's Dad and I. So I'm always, nothing really gets my adrenaline going like sitting right, you know, when they start 10th place chicken. You know, it's like, you know, I can feel my heart in my throat, and
yeah,
you know, it's I try to look calm and relaxed and stuff, you know, but you know, that's just the truth. And I don't know if anyone really everyone has their superstitions they do at awards, and I think everyone's a little bit nervous, so.
Oh yeah, I mean, some people I've talked to, they always have they've got a lucky coin or a medallion they keep in their pocket. They don't talk about it much to people, but they do.
Yeah.
You know, they've all got their little nuances that have to be in you know, encompassed in the whole process, or it's not going to work for them. So it's pretty good. I mean, I like a lot of people do that in other sports too. So, we got a couple minutes before we need to go to break here. So you use Snake River beef. Do you use the flats or do you use the whole brisket?
So I use the whole brisket. I do just a regular comp trim. I do split the flats and the point, but I, you know, it's pretty much the same trim everyone else is doing. I'm not doing anything crazy, and that's another thing is I've tried to learn not to reinvent the wheel. You know, use what I've known, what I know. I don't have to be running crazy flavor profiles. It's
sure,
you know, really about hitting your marks. You know, hitting your tenderness. You know, turning in a good, flavorful, juicy product, and that's, you know, that's what's winning these days. It's, you know, I think everyone's cooking on such a high level that, you know, you just gotta edge them out on, you know, the cook process. So.
Well, and it's always by. I mean, if you look at the scoring systems and stuff, and the total points, it's by, if you'll allow me, it's by fractions. At some point. You know, it's not somebody walked in there and smoked them, no pun intended, by 30 points. It's a point and a half, 2 points max, you know.
I want a contest at the beginning of this year in Shawnee, Oklahoma. 80 teams. I was overall, and I think Travis wound up third, and between me and third was 0.08 of a point.
Yeah.
So you had a reserve in there. I mean, it was tight finishes, so it comes down to fractions of a point.
Absolutely. I will be back in a minute or so with more of my interview with Corey Mikes right here on Barbecue Nation. Please stay with us.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days.
It's Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. That's Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. 503-982-2033 at BarclaysBuySellPawn.com.
Welcome back to the Nation, and today I'm talking with Corey Mikes, winner of the pork ribs at the Invitational at the 2017 Royal, a long family tradition of winners. Now here's Corey Mikes.
When you cook for family and friends outside of the competition, outside of the restaurant, do you do anything different or change your flavoring so that maybe it's not as precise and extreme as it is for the competitions?
You know, I everyone always wants me to cook when I'm cooking in competition, and I you know, I might tell them, yeah, this is, you know, pretty close to what I cook, but it's a mellowed out recipe because there's so much in competition, like the ribs and the brisket. You know, you don't want to eat a plateful. At least I don't want to eat a plateful of it. You know, it's great for one rib or, you know, one slice of brisket, but that's really it. So I just mellow it out. I might use a little less seasoning. I might not inject it. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I've talked to, a number of judges, but just the two that come to mind, Artie Davis and Amy Mills. And Amy was saying that she knows when she's been judging too much at a competition because her rings don't fit on her hands. And I said, oh, yeah, I've experienced that. So,
yeah,
you know, and it is different. I mean, the stuff that you serve in your dad's restaurant is not the same that's going to be put on the plate at the competition. So,
right.
What do you think is the greatest thing you've learned from all this? Well, it doesn't even have to be about barbecue, just in general, with all these competitions and growing up the way you did.
You know, I guess I would have to say that, you know, it's cliche, and this really isn't about barbecue, but there's just good in everything. You know, I might not win a competition, but I always, you know, have a good time, and, you know, might meet someone new, or, you know, I always try to look for the good in everything, and it's, you know, there's people that I get to form my own opinions about that. You know, just, it might not be what everyone else thinks, but you know, there's always the good there. You know, and I always like to think, well, you know, like we went and cooked Bentonville, Arkansas at the Sam's Club Finals, and we weren't lucky enough to hear our name called, but we had a safe trip there. We had a good time with friends, and we had a safe trip back, you know, so it's just looking for the good, I guess, in everything. That's what I've, from these barbecue cook-offs that I don't do well at, or, you know, and I've applied it to other things in life. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, that's a great attitude to have too. And I haven't seen it that much in barbecue, but in other sports I've been involved in, sometimes people come in with a little edge on their shoulder or something, and it makes it difficult. So, right. You know, I like your attitude of trying to find the good in things. So are you ready, my new friend, to play the lightning round?
Oh, I think I'm ready.
You think you're ready? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Corey Mikes, this is your lightning round. How's that? Kind of an announcer's voice deal there. What barbecue skill took you the longest to master?
Oh, the longest to master, I would say, is maybe not quite a skill, but I've always been told that I'm my toughest critic, and it's to just accept how it turns out. You know, instead of being upset when I'm slicing ribs that, hey, these ribs suck, you know, just doing the best that I can with them and getting them in the box and then moving on to pork, because I've got two more categories to, you know, get ready.
Right.
Not sulking with it. You know, just the, you know.
Just accept it and move
on. Roll off my shoulder, yeah.
Yeah. Which of these would you rather barbecue? A Thanksgiving turkey, a Yule log, Christmas goose, or an Easter bunny?
Oh, I'll have to say a Thanksgiving turkey, because that actually might be my favorite meat off the pit.
There you go. What do you think is the toughest skill for a beginning barbecuer to learn?
Use your smoke like, you know, you use salt and pepper. Don't over smoke stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, use it and let it complement the meat, not overpower the meat.
What does the best day for Corey Mikes contain for activities away from being a surgical nurse and away from barbecue?
I would say spending time with my family.
There you go.
You know, doing activities with them, anything, going to the lake, baseball games, football games.
It sounds like you have a lot of fun there. If you were declared supreme ruler of barbecue for 1 week, what would you, Corey Mikes, as supreme ruler, decree?
Oh, no garnish this week in KCBS competitions.
Okay. Do you have a favorite barbecue book, like cookbook?
I actually just got a new one. It's not released in the United States right now. It's but it's coming soon. I think this next spring, it's a Hardcore Carnivores cookbook with Jess Prowls.
I think I've got one of those sitting in my review.
Yeah, it's got a lot of cool stuff in it.
Yeah. Do you remember the very first thing you ever grilled or smoked?
So it was the first thing I ever grilled was chicken thighs, and they were terrible.
They were terrible?
Yeah, it burned the skin, put the barbecue sauce on too soon, burned it. It was terrible.
Well, that's normal. I hate to tell you that, but that's normal. What's the biggest mistake you ever made during a competition?
I would say not being prepared.
Yeah.
You know, I went to Edmond and started setting out my sauces, and I haven't done this all year. You know, Dad and I usually have a good checklist where he packs stuff and I pack stuff, and then we both double check each other, make sure we've got everything, and got up there and I didn't have pork sauce.
Oh.
You know, and this is Saturday morning, and I whipped up some pork sauce that I don't even know how to make it again, and we wound up winning our table, and I think we were seventh with a pork call there. So,
well, there you go. Yeah. Corey, what's the dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill? The dumbest thing.
Man, I would. The dumbest thing with a grill. Man, I'm actually not sure. I've seen people. You know, not clean them and set stuff on fire with them. But other than that, I can't think of anything.
Okay. What's the worst concert you ever attended?
The worst concert I ever attended. I had to attend a orchestra concert when I was in college for my fine arts credit.
didn't flow your boat, did it?
It did. Yeah, I just couldn't get into it.
Okay. Do you have favorite barbecue judges?
I don't know if I have favorite barbecue judges. I've got favorite reps. Does that count?
Okay, sure. Sure.
I'd say Ralph and Karen Williams and Bill and Jennifer and Bob and Terry McKinnon. I mean, our reps right here in the Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas area, you know, I just think we're really blessed with them. I think they're which we work, that's who we work with most of the time. So, I enjoy all of them.
Sure. Have you ever cooked in the snow in your underwear?
I have not, but I hear that Blaine from Porky Butts likes to do that.
So. Yeah, yeah. Well, I talked to him, and yes, he agrees with that. Led Zeppelin or Slim Whitman?
Led Zeppelin.
Good boy. Fill in the blank here. Liquid smoke should be used for blank.
I don't know, toilet bowl cleaner, what there?
You're my kind of guy, man. I love that. I love that. Too bad we can't say the stuff we say off the air. But anyway,
someday
I'm going to get a letter from those folks from Liquid Smoke thing because I rip on them all the time. But anyway, boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
There you go. From your perspective, even though you're not involved in it every day, what's the worst part about owning a restaurant?
It's a ball and chain. You know, we got to make sure it's covered. You know, my parents own a small family style, you know, owned restaurant, so it's not many employees. So just making sure everything's covered. You know, if you want to go out of town for a week, and that's probably it.
Pretty tough to do that.
It is, yeah.
And finally, real quick, what's your favorite seafood to barbecue or smoke, if you have one?
I would say either shrimp or lobster.
Attaboy.
I'm a shellfish guy.
Hey. Yay.
My wife says I'm selfish.
Yeah, well, we'll let that one ride. We're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. Come back and wrap up the show with Corey Mikes. He likes shellfish. He's one of ours. Right after this. Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. BarclaysBuySellPawn.com.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. Now let's get back to my interview with Corey Mikes.
Corey, what would be on your bucket list now for your barbecue career?
Bucket list for barbecue, I want to win the Roll. Either one. Dad won the Open. I'd love to win the Invitational just to say, you know, we've done it both. You know, got both of them. But
right.
I would be picky, you know, if I was lucky enough to win one. And, you know, of course, going to the Jack, doing well at the Jack, and, you know, any sort of prestigious competition, King of the Smoker, you know, that would be awesome. Stuff like that.
What kind of advice can you give to people that are just kind of getting started? You know, and I'll preface this a little bit. I've run into some people the last few years since I've been doing the show, and they're great people, but and they go out and they buy a pit and they get fired up and they're going to go set the barbecue world on fire because everybody on their block says, man, you make the best ribs I've ever eaten. Or you have the best brisket or the best chicken, whatever. And it's product's fine. But then they go out and they get into a couple of competitions. They don't get any calls and they get a little dejected sometimes and they can't figure out why. And so if you want to pick it up from there and tell them, give them some good advice, I'd be more than welcome.
I'd have to say that, you know, my father, he cooked probably 2 or 3 years. I think he did well at his first contest he ever cooked, and then for 2 or 3 years didn't get a call.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he wasn't cooking every weekend, but, you know, it's when you get knocked off the horse, you just got to get up and get right back on it. This stuff, you know, no one that's winning did it overnight. You know, you just got to work to perfect the, you know, your profiles and your, you know, your cook methods. I'd also recommend, you know, a good barbecue class. You know, find someone that's cooking with your pit. You know, if you're cooking on a Jambo or a vertical style, you know, or a can, you know, find someone that's cooking on that style pit and, you know, go attend one of their classes, kind of mm-hmm. see what's working. And also, you know, if your neighbors are telling you that your ribs are the best they've ever had, they might be fine ribs, but free barbecue's always the best barbecue.
Yeah.
To them, so.
I've noticed that over the years too.
Yeah.
So that free food usually makes people happy.
Oh yeah. It makes me happy.
Makes me happy too when it's either Chinese food or seafood, you know.
Yeah, Chinese food, seafood, pizza.
Yep. Yep.
It's free, it's for me.
I like that. Where do you see yourself 10 years from now, Corey?
Yeah, 10 years from now I've got a 2-year-old little boy. I'm going to let this play out how it wants to. I'm, you know, if I'm still doing cook-offs in 10 years, which I hope I am, because I really enjoy it. But I'm going to let my family take me where it wants to take me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're doing so like baseball every weekend or, you know, have show pigs that we're chasing, you know, jackpot.
Sure.
That's kind of where I see myself doing stuff with the family. If when he grows up and he says, hey, Dad, you know, I like these cook-offs, I want to start doing these kids' cues. Well, you know, all those kids better look out, you know.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, your dad did the same thing. He took a hiatus.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, the reason was we were all doing select baseball, you know, and we got into high school and started playing football and, you know, that was, he said, okay, well, I'll open a restaurant, you know, a local restaurant, something that he can run through the week. And on the weekends we can go do all this stuff. So, and I kind of drug him back out into it. The first contest I've done was the weekend he was going to NASCAR race. And he told me, oh no, don't cook it. And I said, well, I've already paid the entry fee. I'm cooking it. There's a little local contest. It's actually the only trophies I have hanging on my wall. It was 3 categories and I walked all 3 times. And I was still living at home with mom and dad, and he got home from the NASCAR race, and I hadn't told him how I had done. And I had those trophies set up there, little plaques on, you know,
on the
kitchen table. And he walked in the door, and I was standing there smiling. I said, Dad, we got to start doing cook-offs again because this stuff's easy. Like, look. you know, of course, it's not easy. It's not cheap. You know, I don't know anyone that's making money doing this.
No, so, no, no, no. But it's good. It's fun.
It's fun. Yeah.
Corey Mikes, thank you very much for being with us here on The Nation. I really enjoyed talking to you. And we'll be watching your career and your competitions this next year from afar. Yeah, keeping track of you, buddy.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Hopefully we got to do another one of these next year for winning the category at the World.
We will.
I want to thank Corey for being with us today. And next week, folks, we will be expanding Barbecue Nation to 2 hours, which means twice as many great guests and twice as many of my jokes. I bet you can't wait. For everyone here at the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios, we will see you next week. Happy barbecuing, everybody.
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD LLC Productions in association with Envision Networks and Salem Media Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2019.